word to word meaning. Stenaha, one who steals. Surapaha, a drunkard. Mitra Druk, one who turns against a friend or relative. Brahmaha, one who kills a Brahmana. Guru Talpagaha, one who indulges in sex with wife of his guru. Stri, woman. Raja, king. Pitra, father. Go, of course. Hanta, the killer. Ye, those who. Cha, also. Patakinaha, committed sinful activities. Apare, many others. Sarvesham, of all of them. So from the next verse. Translation. The chanting of the holy name of Lord Vishnu is the best process of atonement for a thief of a gold or other valuables, for a drunkard, for one who betrays a friend or relative, for one who kills a Brahmana, or for one who indulges in sex with the wife of his guru or another superior. It is also the best method of atonement for one who murders woman, the killing of his father, the king or his father, for one who slaughters cows, and for all other sinful men. Simply by chanting the holy name of the Lord Vishnu, such sinful persons may attract the attention of Supreme Lord, who therefore considers, because this man has chanted my holy name, my duty is to give him protection. Hare Krishna. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurum Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktivananda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. Hare Krishna, I sincerely beg the mercy from all the Vaishnava devotees. Today there is no purport by Srila Prabhupada, but whatever we have heard from the lectures of Maharaj, I just try to discuss with you. So in this verse, let us try to understand this shloka in three steps. First thing is the background. As every day we have been hearing the background from all the Vaishnavas here. So the background is Ajamila, who is on the bed, and the Vishnu Dutas and Yam Dutas are on the side. According to the instruction of Yamduta, they are already put the rope to the neck of Ajamila and they are about to pull him. At that time, because Ajamila chanted the four syllable name Narayana, the Vishnu Dutas came on side and they were surprised. This man who had chanted the name of Lord Hari, so how Yamadutas can take him? So there is a preaching of Vishnu Dutas to Yamadutas. So Yamadutas were surprised. Ajamila is so sinful man, so sinful man, he has committed all the sins whatever a man can think of. But then Vishnu Dutas are explaining what is dharma. Savai pumsa paro dharma yato bhakti radokshaja ahetuki apratihata itatma suprasidati. So they are talking about Anyone who chants the Lord's name Hari, Narayana, he will be relieved from all the sins that one can think of in his lifetime. So they are explaining. So Ajamila, by keeping the name of his son as a Narayana, and even without any consciousness, he has chanted many times the Lord Narayana's name. So actually, yesterday Bhaktarup Prabhu was explaining very nicely what is about Nama, Bhasa and Pratibimba. You know, he differentiated very nicely the two things. So Sri Radha Govind Maharaj says there is Sanketika Nam. Ajamila has kept the name of his son Narayana. He may not be thinking of Narayana, but he has kept the name of Narayana to his son. So this is called as Sanketika name. So Maharaj explains, if you go to Ayodhya, and you know Ayodhya, while they are serving the prasadam to the devotees, when they are putting salt into the plate, they say Ramras. So salt is not a Ramras. Objectively, Lord Rama and the salt are very different. But they have kept the Sanketika name, so that by every moment we take the name of Lord Rama. So this is Sanketika name. So Ajamila, when the child was born, when the name was kept as Narayana, Maharaj explained many times. For example, the child is on the lap of his mother and Ajamila is calling, Narayana, come on my lap. The moment the child was given the name, he has chanted many times this Narayana. So this is Nama Bhasa. So because of this Nama Bhasa, all the sins that he has committed in his life have been vanquished. And now he has become a devotee. And he has become pure by chanting the name. So that is the background. And the theme of this verse, as we know, is the glorification of Harinama. You know, this verse is glorifying the Harinama. Now, in our all Vaishnava literature, as we all know, how the Harinama is glorified. Lord Krishna concludes Bhagavad Gita. Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam sharanam vraja. Aham tvam sarva papyebhyo mokshayishyami mashcha. Lord Krishna says, you just surrender to me and I will relieve you from all the sins that you have committed so far, you would have thought of. And don't fear. Daromat. So this is the instruction Lord Krishna gives to Arjuna. This is the last instruction of Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. So Bhagavad Gita concludes by saying surrender to Lord Krishna. Now what is meant by surrendering? When we go to Balaji temple, many times I had gone to Balaji temple and I have one of Vaishnava devotee with me. And Lord Balaji's hand is like this. You know, if you have seen the deity of Balaji. So my friend asked me, do you know what is the meaning of this hand? So I was a fool at that time. I said, Balaji is, the very opulent God, the supreme person. So he is giving mercy. My friend said, no. So the symbol of this, Balaji said, he is telling all those persons who come to take the darshan of Balaji, my dear friend, come and take the shelter of my lotus feet. Balaji is saying, come and take the shelter of my lotus feet. So this is the last verse of Bhagavad Gita. Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam sharanam vraja. Aham tvam sarva papyebhyo mokshayishyami mashcha. So Lord Krishna is saying, he is so merciful. You just take the shelter of my lotus feet. And I think many of you have heard, if you go to Vrindavana, so there is a Sankirtan department, 24 hours chanting Kirtan. If you ask any devotee about this verse, so you know what they say, Sarva dharman parityajya namekam sharanam vraja. Aham tam sarva papyabhya mokshesha me maja. So Lord's name is superior to the Lord. Sarva dharman parityaja namekam sharanam bhaja. Naam ka sharan le. So that is the glorification of the Hari Naam. So this is the conclusion of Bhagavad Gita. And the Bhagavatam starts with Sukadeva Goswami's prayer about glorifying the Supreme Lord. And then the conclusion of Bhagavatam is Nama Sankirtana Yasha Sarva Papa Pranashana Pranama Sarva Dukkana. So is Nama Sankirtana Yasha Sarva Papa Pranashana. This is the last verse of Srimad Bhagavatam. So I'll just read the meaning of this.
Nam sankirtana yasha sarva papa pranashanam pranamo dukha shamanastam namami harim param.
I offer my respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Lord Hari, the congregational chanting of whose holy name destroys all sinful reactions, and the offerings of obeisances unto whom relieves all the material sufferings. So Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 12, Chapter 13 and Verse number 23. This is how Suta Goswami concludes Srimad Bhagavatam. Now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was instructing Subuddhi Raya, he says, Ek nama bhase tumara, papa doi yabe. Ek nama bhase tumara, papa doi yabe. Ar nama laite Krishna charana paibe. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, as the rising and even if you take one nama bhasa, will cleanse all the sins that one has committed. So this is the glorification of the Hari Nam. Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakurji writes in Padyavali, as the rising sun immediately dissipates the world's darkness, which is deep like an ocean. So the holy name of the Lord, if chanted once, without offenses, dissipates all the reactions of the living beings, sinful life. All glories to holy name of the Lord, which is auspicious for the entire world. So this is the conclusion of all the Shastras. So Hari Nam is superior to the Lord. So one may think of, everyone is taking the Lord's name. So many people may be on the dying bed. And how it is possible Lord can turn to each one of them? Sometimes we are doubtful. So many people are there taking the name. How the Lord will, you know, turn to me? So this may be. So Param Pooja Radha Govinda Maharaj was explaining in one of the lectures. He says, you see, in this material world, there is a telephone booth or a telephone exchange. At a single moment, there are thousands of phone calls are coming. And all these calls are managed at the same time. Similarly, in the mobile, thousands of calls are coming and these are all managed. So this is, we are talking of material world. So in Krishna's world, this is a big exchange office. Krishna can look into, turn into each and everyone who takes the name. So we may be having a doubt. Ajamila has kept a name, Narayana, for his son. But how is that Krishna, knowing everything, the intention of everyone, because Krishna is seated in the hearts of everyone, how Krishna turns? This may be a doubt sometimes. So Maharaj says, the Naam Narayana is not the name of the son of Ajamila. Basically, the Naam Narayana is the Vishnu's name, Krishna's name. So he has kept the name of Narayana to his son. It is not the name of the son which belongs to Narayana. It's the name of Narayana which has kept as a sanket to his son. So when this name is taken, Lord looks at him. So this is Lord says in the verse 10. Now, how the sinful life begins. You know, in Shastra and Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, it is explained, the sinful activity starts with the kutam. Kutam, bijam, papam, halonmukam. So it starts with the put a desire to commit a sin. So even in Bhagavad Gita it is said, dhyayato vishyan punsa sangasteshu upjayate sangat sanjayate kama kamat krodho vijayate krodhod bhavati sammoha sammoha smriti nasham. So it starts with concentrating on one object. When we develop the desire, so desire of committing the sin starts in the heart, and then when it is deepened, it becomes like a seed, and when the seed is sown, then it sprouts, and then it becomes a big tree, and then there are fruits for the tree. So kutam bijam papam phalonmukam, fruits. So there are two kinds of fruits. One is aprarabdha and prarabdha. That means the tree is not yet given the fruits, it's about to give the fruits. It's called as aprarabdha. If somebody has committed a sin, but its sinful reaction have not yet fructified, so this is aprarabdha. And prarabdha means somebody has committed a sin and now he is suffering the sinful reactions. So that means it's already fructified. So in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, kutam bijam papam phalonmukam kramena eva praliyate Vishnu Bhakti Svatatmana. So if one starts chanting the name Vishnu Bhakti, the kutam bijam papam phalonmukam, both the reactions of good and bad, everything gets vanished and destroyed. So this is the glorification of the bhakti. So in life we commit so many sins, but even by taking once the name, all the sins are vanquished. So there are three kinds of atonement. If somebody not takes to the path of chanting the name, then there are other ways of nullifying the effect of the sinful reaction. So there are three kinds of atonement, process of atonement. One is charity. By giving charity, one can relieve the sinful reaction. And second thing is austerity, tapa. By undergoing the tapasya, one can relieve the effects of sinful reactions. And third is chanting some mantra, not the Harinam, some mantra, shlokas, some. So there are three types of atonement. Maharaj says, even if he gives a charity, throughout his life, that cannot be compared to the Vishnu Bhakti. It's no guarantee that even one gives charity in his life, he will develop the bhakti in his life. So in Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, there's a very beautiful story of King Nriga. King Nriga was such a great king, and he used to give so much of charity, thousands of cows who are all bedded with golden and ornaments, he used to give as a charity to Brahmanas. And thousands of cows he used to give as a charity, and he used to enjoy that. He used to think that this is the charity, and that is the perfection of life. But sometime, by Krishna's arrangement, he committed one mistake inadvertently, without his notice. Once one of the cow that he has given to one of the rishi, it escaped from his ashram, and it came into the sight of King Nriga. So King Nriga thought that, oh, this cow is, has come out from the goshala. I must give it to a charity. So he took that cow, brought it to his goshala, and next time one more brahmana who came, he gave it a charity to that cow. The same cow to another brahmana. But after some time, the original rishi, the brahmana who has received the cow before, who has lost his cow, he came to understand that his cow has been stolen by another brahmana. And he became very furious. He went to that brahmana, "My friend, look, this cow belongs to me. How dare you are to steal this cow from my Goshala? So this Brahmana was very humble. He said, my friend, I have not stolen your cow. This is given by this king Briga. Then this another Rishi, the first Rishi became very furious. How the king could do this? He has already given me in charity this cow. How he can give the same cow to another Brahmana? So they both went into quarrel and say, let's go to your, I think you are not telling the truth. Let's go to King Driga. So they both come to King Driga. And King Driga, as soon as he saw both of them with the cow, he understood his mistake. Oh my lord, I committed a grave mistake. So he begs to their lotus feet. My dear Brahmanas, I have committed a mistake. So please forgive me. I have committed a mistake. In return, to both of you, I will give 100 cows with a bedded with so many golds and ornaments. Please forgive me. But the Brahmanas were, you know, already, they had a heated discussion and they were. So, they did not accept this. So they said, okay, we don't want your cow. So they just went away from the site. And that was the curse that King Driga got from both of these Brahmanas. You see, this is the effect of charity. Even if you have done a charity in your life, so much of charity, but there is no guarantee that you will be relieved from all the sins. So although it was a very small sin, it was not a sin at all from his side. But because the Brahmana became agitated, and when the king dies, he goes to Yamduta. And Yamduta, Yamraj tells King Driga, my dear king, you have done so much of pious activity in your life. You have accumulated so much of pious activity. So you are going to definitely enjoy this. But at the same time, you have committed one sin. And for that, you need to suffer. And king understood. Please tell me, what is the suffering? So you will be given the body of a lizard. So you choose which one you want to, whether you want to enjoy or you want to suffer first. Then king said, I want to suffer. So then immediately Yamaraja gives him the body of a lizard, and King Driga becomes a lizard, and he falls into the one of the big well in Dwarka, somewhere near Dwarka. And after so many years of suffering, one day the children of Lord Krishna were playing around that well, and Samba came to know and saw that lizard is the big lizard in the well. So all the children came shouting, oh come, see, there is a lizard. Itna bada chipkali padi hai idhar. So they tried to rescue it. Wo dono sab milke usko koshish karte usko upar nikalne ke liye. But they could not do it, the small children. And they went running to Krishna, they could not lift that lizard. Then they told Krishna that there is a big lizard in the well. So immediately Krishna comes to the side, and from his left hand, Krishna touches that lizard into the well and he lifts it. As soon as Lord's hand touches the lizard, it becomes into the form of a beautiful King Driga. And King Driga, very humble and meek, you know, he offers his obeisances to Lord Krishna's feet, and he recites a very beautiful prayer. Lord Krishna knows everything about this king, but still he asks, my dear king, how is that you became lizard and you have to suffer? And King Driga says, my lord, you know past and future everything, but still since you have asked me, I will try to explain. Then he said, you know, how this thing was committed, and I have to suffer this reactions of this sin. Then Krishna smiled, and then Driga asked Krishna, my dear lord, tell me, I have not done any devotional activity, I have not chanted your name in my lifetime, but I have given so much of cows in charity. How is that you personally came and rescued me? This is a surprise. So King Driga asked Krishna. So then Krishna explained, my dear king, you may be remembering that once there was a Brahmana who came to you and he wanted to purchase some Bhagavad Gita and he wanted to build a small temple just for the sake of preaching. And at that time, without knowing, you had given him some help. And because you helped that Brahmana for Bhagavad Gita preaching, that's why I have come personally to rescue you. So you can understand, so how much the glorifying the Lord's message and the Harinama is important. So that cannot be compared to the charity of so big charity. So this is about the charity. Then austerity. As we know, Hiranyakashipu, Ravana performed so much of austerity in his life, in their lives. They could get the highest benediction in this material world, but they could not get the devotional service. So for the thousands and thousands of years tapa, that cannot be compared to the devotional service. And then chanting the mantras. In Yajna, Brahmanas chant the mantras. So this chanting the mantra also purifies. But still it cannot be compared to the holy name. So if anybody chants once the holy name of the Lord and then the holy name enters into the ear, because this holy name is so potent, it is so potent that it goes on cleansing from the ears to the heart, everything. Lord's name, the form, the qualities are very, very potent. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Namna Matari Bahuda Nija Sarva Shakti. The holy name is so potent. So it has a potence to cleanse the so-called papi in this material world, the sinful man. So when we look at this sinful activities committed in this verse, so these are the categories of the sins that are given. First thing is, a small sin which we consider here is pocket mark. Kabhi koi chori karta hai, usko paap ho jata hai. This is the beginning of the sin. It's a category number one. And then intoxication, daru pina. It is category two. And then cheating a friend or a relative is category three. So it is tena, surapo, mitra, drup. Then killing a brahmana. This is the grave sin. If somebody kills a brahmana, it's a grave sin. Then the gravest of this is having sex with superior's wife or guru's wife. It's the greatest sin. And then if anybody has done all of this and even more than this, killing of a woman is considered to be the gravest sin. Killing of a cow or killing of their own father considered to be the gravest sin. So this shloka is saying, it is explained in the shloka that one may have committed all of these sins, but even if he chants once the name of Lord Hari, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, 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 Hare. All the sins are vanquished. So sometimes we have a doubt, we are chanting so many years, are our sins are washed away? And many times we may not be chanting with an attention. So it is one of the nama prada. So somebody asked Maharaja, that Maharaj, we are chanting but not with an attention. Maharaj said, even if you are not chanting with an attention, since you are taking the name of Krishna, he will turn to you. Because this name belongs to Krishna. So in the next 10 verse that is explained, so since you have taken the name of mine, so I turn to you and I give the protection. So at the conclusion, once again, the Harinama, it is glorified in this verse.
Nama Sankirtanayasya Sarva Papa Pranashanam Pranamo Dukkha Shamanastam Namami Harim Param.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.